Well, Aaron Judge will stay with the Yankees, $360 million deal. So, Joe Bartlett, is that the same as the huge deal that San Francisco offered? Did the Yankees match it?
Same thing, yeah. The Yankees matched.
Wow. So San Francisco helping out Aaron Judge. Well, you know, he didn't do so well in the – he was great in the season, but stunk in the World Series and the playoffs. That affects the money, but San Francisco made a huge offer. Yankees had to match it, so – $40 million a year. Is that the highest paid baseball player ever?
No, actually, the Mets pitcher, Scherzer, Max Scherzer, gets $43 million.
How could that be? How could a Mets pitcher get $43
million? I know.
That's ridiculous.
But it's in terms of the total package, it's the largest in team history, they say.
Wow. Aaron Judge sets the all-time record. Remember Roger Maris? 61 home runs. Guy got like $1.50 a year. This thing got absolutely nothing. Mickey Mantle in his heyday. Although, you know, they say, well, we only got $60,000 a year. But that's like $800,000, $900,000 a year now. Well, actually, it's still nothing. A rookie makes more than that. So
that's right.
It was when they went to free agency that everything changed. It used to be when you were on a team, that's it. You were on a team forever, and then when you were an old man, they trade you away. But free agency changed everything. So Joe Biden calls Warnock to congratulate him. Now, remember, Biden is so bad in the minds of everybody that he could not campaign for Warnock. They sent Obama to campaign for Warnock. Because if Biden showed up, they determined that that would hurt Warnock. Anybody seeing Joe Biden, so he's such a bad presence that he had to stay out of Georgia during the whole campaign. And yesterday was election day, so they sent Biden to Arizona to make sure that he was nowhere near Georgia. And in Arizona, what was he doing? He was visiting a chip factory?
Chip factory.
All chips are made in China. Every chip in everything we use is made in China. They set up like one chip factory in Arizona that makes one millionth of our chips. And Biden is acting like he changed the whole world, and he shows up there. Arizona has tremendous problems on the border, as do, you know, any border state does. And they asked Joe Biden, would he visit the border?
The more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
Yeah, that's not important, the border. Destroying the whole country. This is more important. We got a chip fact crisis, one of the biggest crises in the United States. He will not visit the border. He will not do it. So, hey, a big news. Time Magazine, Man of the Year, Zelensky. This is big news because I don't think anybody knew that Time Magazine still existed. Did you know there was still a Time Magazine?
Once a year when they had their Person of the Year.
But did they do a monthly issue?
I would assume so.
I don't know. Is there such a thing as Time Magazine anymore?
I used to read that all the time, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we all did. Yeah. I mean,
sure.
Like, if you wanted to get Time Magazine, where would you get Time Magazine?
I don't know. Is it on the newsstands?
Do they even have a website?
Supermarket?
Wait, hang on. Let me just... Time.
It's got to be a website.
Yeah, I don't know if there is such a thing. Wouldn't that be interesting if there is a Time Magazine and nobody's known about it? Well, here it is, Time Magazine. Let me see if they have a website. Yep, they do. Time Magazine website. Look at that. Who on earth ever went to this? Look at these stories. Uh-oh, it looks like a really slanted left-wing kook site here, this Time Magazine site. Here's a big article on the Oath Keepers, the far right, the Oath. You know, there's a group in Texas, I think, called the Oath Keepers. It's like three idiots, and they keep publicizing this like it's a big part of anything. Let's see. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, it really, it's one of the worst websites I've ever seen. It's just horrible looking. Mm-hmm. It's like an antiquated old kind of graphics and just off. So there is such a thing as Time Magazine. Who knew? Zelensky is Man of the Year. Who was there anybody else in contention for that?
No, I don't think so. Elon Musk, I think.
Yeah, I guess you got to give Zelensky. I mean, guy's heroic and he's done an incredible job. He's, as they say, Churchill in a T-shirt. He's done amazing stuff. Now, if this were 2 years ago, the Man of the Year might have been Michael Avenatti. He was laughing. He was a hero. Remember when Anderson Cooper said he could run for president? Yep. And he was on CNN every 5 seconds. He did, I think at his height, he did like 60, 65 TV appearances a day. And I saw him one day in Bergdorf Goodman where he's buying a ton of neckties, like shopping bags filled with neckties. And he said he's doing so many TV hits that he needs all these ties. And I mean, really, you see these guys get all carried away with this stuff. And he was on his way to superstardom. He was going to get a major TV contract, all of that stuff. Well, it turns out he's such a crook that he ends up in jail. He's been serving a 5-year sentence now. But in addition to this 5-year sentence, yesterday he got sentenced to another 14 years in prison. So he was convicted for stealing from his client, Stormy Daniels. He was attempting to extort and blackmail Nike out of $25 million. He calls up Nike, threatening him with all kinds of stuff, and Nike just simply recorded it and took the recording and went to the district attorney and got him convicted. How dumb is this guy?
I don't know. You should have taken lessons from Al Sharpton. Sharpton knows how to do that.
Yeah, you got to know how to do this stuff right. But Avenatti is like a really bad version of Better Call Saul kind of an attorney here. The January 6th committee says they'll be making criminal referrals to the Justice Department. Now, they haven't announced what these criminal referrals would be because they have no idea. There's no criminal referrals for them to announce. The people that did the actual breaking in or the trespassing, they've all been arrested and charged. 948 people on January 6th have been charged with, I think it's 2,500 charges. All the charges are things like trespassing, unlawful entry, disruption of a federal proceeding, that kind of stuff. As far as Trump, any of those people making speeches, that there's no possible charge of any kind. So they can make all the criminal referrals they want, but they're going absolutely no place. Eric Adams, hey, why are all these people leaving? Well, maybe that's a dumb question. He's got a lot of people leaving his administration. That's unusual, isn't it, after 1 year?
A lot of people leaving after 1 year is unusual, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually after the first term. They don't stay for the second term. But 1 year in, a lot of people leaving Eric Adams, and he named a lot of new people after this shakeup, and the people, you think the people he had before were bad? Wait till you see this crop coming in. These are friends of his that have no business being in City Hall. Also, what was that you said that he owns property in Brooklyn that he rents out? You said he had rat problems?
A rat, you get fined by the city.
And he missed court dates?
Several.
Well, that's not good. You're the mayor. You're not supposed to be missing court dates, are you? It's not like he's got a busy schedule.
Wouldn't think so.
Yeah. So, not good at all. Apple, you know, the big thing at Apple, the next big thing, they always say that Tim Cook never came up with anything great, that Steve Jobs came up with the iPod, he came up with the iPhone. What did Tim Cook ever come up with? But the argument is there really is nothing else to come up with. You know, what Jobs did, we try to find some need that people have and some device that would fill that need, but there's nothing left. The iPhone does everything. I mean, can you think of anything that you can't do with your iPhone? Anything?
Drive a car.
Well, okay, good guess. That was the next thing, self-driving car.
Yeah.
That was the big Apple thing, and it was a total self-driving car. You would just get in and sit down, and the car would drive you there. Well, now they've scaled it back dramatically. The self-driving car, first of all, they're delaying this till 2026. That's 3.5 years from now. And it's going to be a much less ambitious design. Instead of nothing in the car except a seat for you, they're going to put a steering wheel in. They'll put pedals. It'll be sort of automatic, but you could take over at any time. So, and this is Apple. Nobody's better at this stuff. And obviously, they've seen that the technology just doesn't exist to make it totally safe to have a self-driving car, that you would have to be able to take control of the steering wheel at some point. What is really the purpose of the self-driving car? I mean, I kind of like to drive, don't you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there's certain periods where you're stuck in traffic, I'd rather like the car take care of itself. But I would think that self-driving cars are actually safer than humans driving them. Now, there's going to be accidents, obviously, like there are with humans, but probably fewer, I would think.
I don't know. You know, things can go wrong with those self-driving cars. Also, you could put in all kinds of technology. A lot of cars have it now where if you get too close, it starts beeping or you get a little alarm. That kind of stuff can help. I guess you're right. The purpose is if you're going to be sitting in the gridlock or bumper to bumper on the LIE where it's like 2 hours to go home, with the self-driving car, you could just at least read a book, watch movies. Sure. Mm-hmm. And people that don't want to drive and would rather just sit in the back and do some work or read or do... You could get a driver, you know.
The New Jersey Turnpike. It's relatively straight. You know, self-driving cars should be able to do that safely. You know, there's not a lot of crisscrossing going on. And
are you crazy? Do you ever see the way these lunatics in New Jersey drive?
Well, yeah, but with the technology, it would know. If you ever seen the technology, it's interesting. The computer in the car knows exactly where everything is around you.
Yeah, but again, you got these lunatics in New Jersey, the way they drive. Yeah. Also, there have been all kinds of problems. You know, somebody was killed in one of these self-driving cars because they went over a hill just as the sunlight was hitting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the sunlight blinded the sensor in the car and it hit a truck.
Yeah.
They haven't figured out what to do about all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't think we have to worry about this. I know they're talking 2026. That's for the very few that'll get one. The whole thing is many, many years away. There's a gas station in Philadelphia that all these cities run by Democrats are war zones, crime zones. Nobody's safe. No business is safe. They've been getting robbed so many times that this Philadelphia gas station has now announced they've hired heavily armed guards to protect it. Normally, you depend on the police department to do this, but the owner says we're tired of this nonsense, said his business was vandalized over and over and over again. The last time they stole the entire ATM machine. They don't even bother to break in. They just take the whole machine. His own car was robbed from his gas station. We wear Kevlar. We are trained. My guards go to training every week. Now, they've got guns. They've got tasers. They know the law. So this is not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have the police take care of you, and they could if you let them. But this gas station has to hire heavily armed guards. And you know what that costs to hire heavily armed guards? Well, what do you think pays for that? You do. They just tacked
how much is gas going to cost?
Yeah, they tacked the price onto the gasoline. Well, it may cost more, but you don't want to get robbed while you're in the gas station. So this is insane. These Democrats running cities let crime go out of control. As we told you last hour, CEO of Walmart explaining that all this shoplifting, and it's going on all over the place, just legalized shoplifting everywhere. All the cost of that is added to the price for everybody else. Everything you buy, the price has gone up to cover that shoplifting. Do you know about this Ted Cruz story? What's the deal with this? His 14-year-old daughter rushed to the hospital with knife wounds, and it looks like they were self-inflicted knife wounds.
Oh, boy.
What's the deal with that? Looks like a suicide attempt.
Yeah, troubled kid, apparently.
Yeah. So if he tries to run, he'll run. He's always running, but they'll use that kid against him. They'll come after him for that. They'll never mention Hunter Biden to Joe, but this will be a problem. So Cruz, always a brilliant, brilliant guy, but always kind of a weird guy anyway. Wouldn't you agree? Something strange about Ted Cruz.
Yeah, you're right. I think he's very intelligent, but he comes across kind of creepy.
Creepy may be a little strong. Let's just say weird. It's just a weird guy. They say he was the number one debating champion at Harvard. I've always noticed that you go to any school, whoever is the number one debating champion is always a little weird. I mean, the guys that are really the great debaters are never in the debating team. They're not in the debating club. They always end up in the real world being the greatest negotiators on earth or the greatest speakers on earth. But whoever wins the all-time champion in college debating, it's always some nerdy guy with a bow tie who can't put that skill to work in real life. Hey, this Saturday is SantaCon. Just want to warn everybody, it takes place in Manhattan. SantaCon is where they all dress like Santa Claus and 64 bars are participating. It basically is millions of drunken high school kids from Long Island, New Jersey, all come in here and roam around Manhattan. It's kind of a nightmarish thing, but it'll be this Saturday. Just be on the lookout for that. Check out the webpage. There's a lot of good video up there. You know, SNL has a history of horrible horrible racism. Really one of the most racist shows ever. Take a look at the video. Also, here's the three of the greatest things in the world combined. Watch this video. It's The Sopranos, Scarface, and Goodfellas all combined together. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. As we mentioned, Harry and Meghan in New York to get that big award last night at the, this is the Kennedy daughter. Hey, Joe Bartlett, somebody sent me the program for last night.
Oh, yeah?
The Ripple of Hope Award Gala. And they sent some pictures they took there. Don Lemon was there.
Figures?
Yeah, it's Kennedy's daughter, Kerry Kennedy. It's like a left-wing kook festival. Ripple of Hope Award Gala. Here's the program. Welcome remarks by Alec Baldwin. Hopefully he doesn't shoot anybody here. And then this is followed by remarks by Kerry Kennedy. Now, do you know anybody that would like to hear a Kerry Kennedy speech?
No.
No, there is nobody.
Not many.
Presentation of the Ripple of Hope Awards to Brian Moynihan. He's the head of Bank of America. Frank Baker. Bill Russell. Michael Polsky. I don't know who these guys are. This is good. There's a fireside chat with them. In other words, they get up on stage and they're all interviewed by Melissa Lee. Who's Melissa Lee? Do we know?
No.
I have no idea. Okay, then the presentation of the Ripple of Hope Award, the dumbest name ever for an award. The presentation, two people won the Ripple of Hope Award. Prefwing kook things do. They pick names just to sound good. And then the award went to Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Then there's a fireside chat with them. This is, again, on stage, the two of them interviewed by Kerry Kennedy. And if you want to see one of the worst interviewers in the world, it's Kerry Kennedy. So that's what you missed.
Is she the one that was married to Andrew Cuomo?
Yes. As if all this isn't embarrassing enough. Oh, wait.
Hey there, Mark. Yeah. Listen, the situation with Alec Baldwin, you would want him to be shooting people at an event like that filled with communists. Another thing is, did Rupert ever find your box? It's loaded with stuff you were supposed to get last Christmas.
You sent me a box of stuff?
Yeah, you, Joe Bartlett, Joe Concha, Buck Sexton, Clay Travis. Hey, it was loaded.
Joe Bartlett, who's
done? You know?
Well, I'm sure if you go to Rupert's house, you'll see he's making great use of all of this.
You got an address? I'll have to go do a retrieval.
No. Well, we'll track it down. We'll hunt for it. Did Rupert come up here to 55th Street with us?
I believe so.
Well, I don't know. The old place is still open. We've moved up here, but the old place is still open.
Oh, okay. So maybe he's still, yeah, maybe they're still getting mail there. So yeah. Probably.
He said last year. I don't know if we'll ever see that. You know, at every rate, who's Rupert? Is he in charge of mail?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at every radio station I've ever been at, you know, every publisher sends us every book that comes out. I hate to break it to you. None of us actually read any of these books. I mean, and every radio station I've ever been at, there's a mailroom guy who steals the books, who takes them all, and he finds stuff to do with them. He puts them on eBay, or he sells them somewhere, or he sells them to bookstores. And every so often, there'll be some new executive who said, I got to stop this guy from doing it. And then you have to explain to him, don't stop the guy. Thank God for this guy. Otherwise, what the hell would we do with all these books? You'd have to pay a fortune to have them transported to a library or something. These books that nobody wants to see. Anyway, let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Vincent, how you doing? He's gone. So who do we have? Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut. Kevin, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. Congratulations on the new studio. I just am calling to say how great it must be to have that D for Democrat next to your name. Alec Baldwin killed someone within the last year. He's hosting this event. Ghislaine Maxwell gets convicted a year ago. Not one single solitary customer of hers has been named yet. And yet we've convicted the Trump Organization for giving out free limo rides. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling. That's a very good point. If you said the stupid Ripple of Hope Award, these goofball Kennedy kids do, if you said Donald Trump will be there to speak, they'd say, you can't have somebody like you. After all, meantime, the guy emceeing it just shot two people. It may have been an accident, but he just shot two people, killed one of them. He just killed somebody and shot him. Maybe, you know what, take a year off from appearing at galas and the Ripple of Hope. Anyway, when we come back, Ann Coulter will be with us next. I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say about all of this. That's coming up on 710 WOR. Well, we were going to talk to Ann Coulter. She hasn't called yet, right? Yeah. We've got a little problem here. We're in a new studio. We just moved, and I didn't realize that changes the phone number of the studio. You know, we have like our special guest line they can call in on, and it's a different number. Now, I don't know why that is. Why would that be? We were able to, we moved up to a whole new studio. We transferred IP addresses, which should be impossible to do, all of that, but we couldn't just keep the same phone number. I don't know. So she, but she hasn't called. So I just texted her the new number, calling the other number. I don't know. So we'll see if she calls. But if she doesn't call, well, that means then we can talk about Trump. Because if she's on the phone and you talk about Trump, oh my God. So you know what? If she doesn't call, that's what we'll do, because I was going to ask her. She's not a Trump fan anymore. Oh, does she not like Trump? But if you don't like Trump, if you've had it with Trump, if you're one of those people that says it's his era is past, it's over, time to move on. Okay, who do you move on to? Seriously, I know you're going to say Ron DeSantis. He's got a lot of problems as a candidate right now. A lot of problems. One, first of all, remember, he's only 43. He's got plenty of time to fix all these problems. Problem number one, he's not a good speaker. He's a terrible speaker. Go watch any of his speeches. Very hard to listen to. Problem number two, bad debater. He doesn't win debates. That's a big problem. Problem number three, he has a history of saying things worse than Donald Trump has ever said. Listen, I'm a big DeSantis fan. I love the guy. And he's been the greatest governor in America. But says a lot of nasty stuff. He's I love that Fauci thing he said. You know, when Trump was putting down Fauci, saying the guy's not always accurate. DeSantis said that little elf, they should throw him in the Potomac. So he's got a history of saying that kind of stuff. That's going to be a problem. Democrats are always pushing DeSantis. They'd love for him to be the candidate because they've got pages and pages of these awful things that he's said. And they'll use that. Now, his other problem is, I don't know why, but in real life, not a nice guy, not a friendly guy. Not nice to the RNC people, not nice to the donors, not nice to the other candidates. So that can catch up with you. Now, all of these things can be fixed. Again, he's only 43. Do a second term as governor. He's the best governor in America. I mean, that's what you run on, that you've done such a phenomenal job. So, choking to death here. So you run on that. More terms. So that's when you run in 4 years. But if it's not Trump, and if it's not DeSantis, who do you want? Who's your candidate? We'll take some calls. 800-321 in a debate, but I don't think anybody really wants him as president. But let me know. You got Warnock winning last night in Georgia. You finally, like in the late at night, Warnock finally pulled ahead. He's Mr. Cliche. Whenever he speaks, it's just a bunch of cliches.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
Yeah, and if you look at the vote, it was pretty much 50-50. So the people basically said, you're both idiots. We don't know which one of you we want.
Whether you voted for me or not. That every single day, I am going to keep working for you.
Yeah. Whether you voted for him or not, you know, even if you're a Republican, he is going to work for him. No, please. This guy's a left-wing nut job. If you're a Republican, all he wants to do is wipe you out. So anyway, let's take some calls. We'll see if Ann Coulter calls us, but let's go to Ryan in Long Island. Ryan, how you doing?
Okay. Hi, Mark. You're a great show. I love it. I think they gave that phone number away so fast, you know, to somebody else. The thing is, with Ann Coulter, you could replace it with somebody giggling all the time. She always giggles at all the jokes and everything you make, which is great. Trump is, you know, he's a power force, no matter what. I think he's where he wants to be. The Republican establishment doesn't like him. It's like 2016, but it's a replay of 2016, I think. And also,
Adams fan.
No, she always praises him.
Not anymore. Yeah. You haven't listened the last few weeks. No, she's no longer an
Oh, she's been knocking him over. Now he's going to get knocked, of course. That's good material.
All right, anyway, you're giving me a headache. We got to stop. You're giving me a headache. This guy talks too fast. You know, I hate these guys that keep talking. You never say one thing, and they keep talking, and they never stop, and they've always got one thing to say. Anyway, Ryan, thanks for calling. Let's go to, who else do we have here? Let's go to line three. How you doing?
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Mark.
What?
And right before I was about to get on, it dropped. Mike, good morning, Mark. Joe, I wanted to tell you before that a lawyer like Michael Avenatti was my cousin, and I had a little talk with him. And that was that. He never bothered me again. What I wanted to say is
when
that
you say a little talk. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, Eric Adams went over to Carter to learn about security and everything. I don't know if he knows it or not. In those Islamic countries, they follow Sharia or Islamic law. And in those countries, like for crime, for theft and stuff like that, you rob in those countries and you get caught, they cut your hand off. I knew, was going out with a Life magazine reporter over 50 years ago, and she used to go to the Middle East a lot and report, especially when there was the Israeli-Arab war and everything. She said, you go in the Middle East, she says, you see a lot of men with one hand. I said, well, why is that? She said, because over there, they catch you stealing the first time they cut off one hand. The next time they cut off the other hand.
And I love how she's telling you this.
They cut your head off.
Look who's talking. Anyway, so you went out with this.
But she was quite the babe. She spoke four languages.
Yeah.
And, we had a lot of fun together and everything.
I'm sure, Vincent, you could tell a lot of great stories.
Not on the air, but all very true, Mark. But
not on
this lawyer thought he was going to get really a piece of my action. And I spoke to him. I said, you're out of your mind, pal. You're not getting a piece of anything. You know, the only piece of something you're going to get, I'm not at liberty to speak
about
that.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Vincent, thanks for calling. Great call as always. So, look at the difference. You're in the Middle East, shoplifting, cut your hand off. New York City, shoplifting, go ahead, enjoy yourself. Sorry we bothered you. Here, take whatever you want. Insanity, total insanity. Shoplifting is now legal. You got the CEO of Walmart warning the country that all this shoplifting is driving the price up on everything. They just have to tack on the price to everything you buy. Also, you're going to see a lot of stores closing, leaving, pulling out of cities. Let's go to Danny in Long Island. Danny, how you doing?
Okay, hi, Mark. I think Trump could win if he goes down to the border and says on the first day of his new presidency, he's going to put the military down there and he's going to pull race quotas out of the federal government by the roots. He wins by, I'd say, about 50, 60 electoral votes. That's all he has. Those are the magic words right there. Nothing else.
All right.
Calling name, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks for calling. So, listen, you're getting all these calls. You see, nobody can come up with another candidate. I know you keep saying DeSantis, but aside from that, time to move on. Time for another. There really is no other candidate at the moment. People are talking about Youngkin from Virginia. A good governor, but he's been doing it for like 3 weeks. So not ready to do that. They're even talking about Warnock. Democrats talking about Warnock, a presidential candidate. This bubblehead could barely beat Walker. Beat Walker by like a billionth of a point. So, we're really in trouble because the war on Trump has scared off everybody from the private sector. They're not going to get into politics. So you're stuck with these bureaucrats, these professional politicians. Anyway, we'll get to Ann Coulter another day. Hey, check out the webpage. A lot of good video up there. You know, SNL, this sanctimonious SNL, they have a history of the most racist sketches, the most racist nonsense. Take a look. It's up on the webpage. Also, I love this. Here, you combine the three greatest things in the world. The Sopranos, Scarface, and Goodfellas, all combined together. Take a look. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, you know, every year we raise money for a Hungerthon. This is a great organization, feeds hungry all over New York. If you want to do something about the problem, you can donate. We're actually auctioning off a lot of great items, including WOR meet and greets and all sorts of stuff. You can take a look at all the items. Just go to charitybuzz.com/WOR. charitybuzz.com/WOR. Hey, we're out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm here every day, 10 to noon. And of course, you could listen to the show anytime. Just get the podcast.